WDEE and 107.7 FM W299 CD Richland Center. And always on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Richard Cantu. It's high tide at the Port of Baltimore, and they're in the process of moving the Dolly, the container ship that destroyed the Francis Scott Key Bridge almost 2 months ago.
The Dolly is set to be refloated and moved about 2.5 miles upriver to the Baltimore Marine Terminal. The process is expected to take about 3 hours and is possible because of a series of controlled explosions that broke up pieces of the bridge that were pinning the ship down. The ship's crew of 21 people have remained on board since the crash. Their future is uncertain, since their U.S. visas have expired. The Dolly crashed back in March, killing 6 maintenance workers. Mike Dubusky, ABC News.
Iran's president and foreign minister among officials killed in a helicopter crash in mountainous northwest Iran. Senate Majority Leader Charles Schumer sent a letter to members last night declaring he'll bring the border deal that was scuttled by Donald Trump's allies in the House for a Senate vote this week. This is ABC News.
This is your hometown radio, refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Federally funded food pantries in Wisconsin have to stop asking for identification in October. State health officials say the aim is to improve access for people who need it most. But some pantry officials wonder how they'll track demographic information or prevent food shortages. Wisconsin Republicans gathering in Appleton this weekend for the state party convention. Democrats are raising a lot more money these days, but state GOP chair Brian Schimming isn't fazed.
Their cost per vote's pretty high. They dropped over $100 million on Ron Johnson and lost. And so I always tell people what's...
Money doesn't tell the whole story?
Money does not tell the whole story at all.
Schimming speaking with Wisconsin Eye. And that's what you need to know. I'm Terry Bell, and this is Civic Media News.
The Brewers in Miami. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers began a 3-game series against the Marlins. Yesterday, the crew lost 9-4 in Houston. The Astros' Kyle Tucker struck out 3 times, then changed his shoes, ended up with a pair of home runs. Colin Ray struggled on the mound for Milwaukee, giving up 4 runs in the first inning. Pat Murphy.
No, Colin didn't. He didn't pitch great. He'll be the first to tell you that. Walking people is not his gig. He can't do that. He knows that. But he's so dependable that he went back out there and kept us in the game so we didn't have to go deep in our pen. And I know he didn't pitch well. I know he didn't have command like he normally does.
Brewers lefty D.L. Hall looked good in rehab with the Timber Rattlers. 3 up, 3 down in an inning of work on Sunday. A 95-mile-an-hour fastball. NFL Packers holding OTA practices. Matt LaFleur on what he hopes to learn watching the rookies work alongside the second and third-year players.
Well, first of all, it's just good to get them in the building to start to form a relationship with these guys and find out what they're all about and try to push them to be their best.
With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
The Todd Alma Show.
It's a fantastic Jane Matt Nair of Matt Nair on Air. I'm a big fan of like the Rose Bowl, the Orange Bowl, the Cotton Bowl. Well, now from Snoop Dogg, they're going to have the Snoop Bowl, the Snoop Bowl. How about that, Jane?
I think we're missing the obvious. Where's the Punch Bowl? Where's the Toilet Bowl? I think that there are other bowls that are being neglected.
I think it could maybe be the Snooper Bowl, though.
The Todd Alma Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Jane Matt Nair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, we kick off the week leading up to Memorial Day weekend with a round of the good, the bad, and oh, please, can we make it stop? Don't miss it.
Matt Nair on Air, weekday mornings at 10. You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
Scattered showers and thunderstorms are possible today, and a couple of those could be strong to severe with some locally heavy rainfall amounts of a half inch or more. Our high near 78. Tonight, more scattered thunderstorms. Tomorrow, another shot at scattered thunderstorms with some locally heavy rain through tomorrow night. Our high tomorrow, 83. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 59.
Matt Nair on Air.
Dr. Karen Tamirius, she's a political psychiatrist, and we're talking about how to talk to people with which we do not agree.
Think of the mind as a rider on an elephant. The conscious part is the rider, and the emotional part is the elephant. If you want the person to change their mind, you need to talk with the elephant, not the rider.
Matt and Air on Air, weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Pete Schwabba.
On the next Nightlight, I welcome comedian Mike Toomey and Civic Media meteorologist Brittany Merlot, who gives us an overview of summer weather and tells us how to deal with ticks.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba, weeknights 7 till 9.
Who needs an alarm clock when you've got the farm babe? Pam Yonke and the Farm Report.
Well, thunder boomers might wake you up as we get started on a Monday. Come on in, everybody. Fabulous farm babe Pam Yonke. So glad you're along with us. Yeah, they're telling me that there is a slight chance of severe weather rumbling across the state of Wisconsin, starting off in the La Crosse area, ultimately ending up on the lakeshore. Today's daytime highs in the upper 60s, low 70s, so a little cooler than what we experienced on the weekend. That rain sticks around tomorrow and could turn into some fairly strong storms. 81 are expected high. Wednesday, back to partly cloudy skies and 72. Thursday, sunshine and drying out will be right around 79 degrees. Stumacher Ag Meteorologist has weather details on the way. You know, Wisconsin makes a big deal out of June Dairy Month, but why? How did this tradition start and why did it start? Charity Seebecker's got some interesting details she'll bring to you. And eating, sleeping, drinking, such simple things, right? Well, that is unless you're a busy Wisconsin farmer that's up against weather and a ticking clock with spring planting. Jess Beauchamp is one of the counselors with the Wisconsin Farmer Wellness Program, and she says those simple tasks need to be taken seriously if you want to make sure you're safely making it through the harvest. We're going to chat with her about that on a Monday, too.
Over time, you want to work less of it, so you need your crop protection to work more of it. When you add Tapperan or Last Chance Pro adjuvants from CHS, they will. Designed for maximum efficacy, Last Chance Pro improves the uptake and translocation of herbicides, while Tapperan helps activate herbicides for better performance against tough-to-control weeds. Ask your local CHS retailer how Tapperan and Last Chance Pro adjuvants can put your crop protection to work.
The 2025 Wisconsin Teacher of the Year is a high school agriculture teacher and FFA advisor. Rachel Salvala teaches at New Richmond High School, where she has the usual classroom, but she also has her own farm and barn. Her program is hands-on for students. From the northern end of the world's longest barn, I'm Bob Osel, and we headed west to find one enthusiastic teacher who is a very student-first teacher.
Well, Bob, I've been at New Richmond High School for 25 years. I came here right out of college back in 1999. And in fact, we have had agricultural education at New Richmond High School since 1914. And since then, I'm only the sixth teacher in this community. So people stay here. And when they interviewed me, they said, are you ready to be a lifer here? And I thought, oh, I'm going to give them 5 years, and then I'm going to figure out what I really want to be when I grow up. And here I am 25 years later, still living the dream in New Richmond.
What's kept you here? Because you've been allowed to expand this program, move it actually off campus with a farm, a 20-acre farm. What's been the process? It's a lot of community involvement from listening to you and all the support you get.
I am blessed with a wonderful community here in New Richmond. I am an idea-driven person, and I am a go-getter. I like to stay active and do and engage others in the pursuit of understanding agricultural education. So I think it's the community support that certainly has kept me here, but it also starts with an administration that over those 25 years has believed in what I've wanted to do, because they see, just as I do, that these are opportunities for kids to grow themselves, to grow their skills, and to be active, productive citizens in the future who know and understand where their food comes from and how it's raised and grown.
Well, let's cut right to the chase, because your classroom is one thing, but your farm is another. Tell us about, well, your philosophy of teaching the kids where food comes from, how it's grown, and the effort it takes to do that, because the kids are in charge out here pretty much. Tell me about the farm that you have, and it's not out behind the school.
No, it takes 12 minutes to get to our farm from campus, the high school campus. So you really have to do a calculated job of preparing the students for the lab or whatever they're going to do if they're just coming out for the class hour. But we do have our advanced animal science crew, which is the farm crew, and they come out religiously. Every morning there's a crew and every afternoon there's a crew to care for the daily things on the farm. You know, the farm is a place where we really make food for people, and that's our vision. When I decided to embark on this concept, the pink slime on Dateline really got on my nerves, and I thought, Rachel Selvola, you are a farmer's daughter. You are an ag teacher. We can do better. You can do better. I can do better. And so it was at that point that I wanted to raise beef cattle to put into school lunch, and we've successfully put in over 25,000 pounds, plus sold numerous other thousands of pounds to our community to help pay our feed bills, because they can pay a little more than school lunch.
How does farm come about? Because as we said, it's 12 minutes from school, it's 20 acres. Where did it come from? Did the city buy it for you? The school district buy it for you? How'd this come about?
So the farm came to me by way of a lawsuit. This was kind of a black eye for our city. And when they learned that I wanted to expand my program, which initially was just going to be a barn on school grounds, they said, you know, do you want this? Do you want to try this? Well, I, again, am an idea-driven person, and I'm always up for a challenge. So I told the eight men in business suits in the backyard of the farm that, yes, I'm going to do this. And from there on out, I had two students and a green notebook, and we planned for an entire year all of the things we wanted our farm to do and be. And those two kiddos, Sophia Thomas and Max Emerson, were farm kids, and they got it. They understood. And so we did presentations countless places once the word got out of what we were really going to try. And were there people who thought, yeah, she's never going to make that happen? Yeah, of course, there are always the naysayers on any project. But you know what? I'm a pretty tenacious little old lady, Bob. And so we just kept moving forward. And now we've been visited by people in 19 states and 11 foreign countries, which was never in my wheelhouse. But those folks want to figure out, how do you do this community collaboration to raise and grow food with people of all ages in their communities? And so they want to pick my brain, and I'm happy to do that with them.
So what do they see when they come out here? You mentioned you've got the beef, but you've got more than that. A lot of learning experience opportunities for the kids.
Yeah, so we also have a bunch of goats. We have seven goats. We have a flock of chickens that lay eggs for us that we sell to the community. We also have some ducks, and they also lay eggs. We have a lady who used to drive to the cities for $3.50 an egg for a duck egg, and now she gets 12 for $3, and we're the cat's pajamas. But she's allergic to chicken eggs. And so we're also making and growing and creating opportunities for people in our surrounding area, which is something we're very proud of, too. So, and then, of course, we cannot forget our two barn cats, which when we bring the elementary schoolers out, they learn all about all the things and they thank us. But the pictures they draw are always of the barn cats. They're loved.
This is not only a chance for the students to learn how to raise, grow these animals, but take them all the way to the consumer. This is, you know, they see what goes on.
First of all, I forgot to mention, too, that we also have a large garden out here, which we produce vegetables for school lunch, too. But yeah, on the day, it's usually the third Monday in September and the third Monday in March, we know that we are sending these cattle to what we call freezer camp. And so the group gathers. The group is current students, former students, community members, parents, grandparents, people who are like, lady, you're really going to take us inside a processing plant and show us what happens from the time that it arrives alive until it goes into the cooler? You bet I am, because as a consumer, you need to see what a humane process it is to take these animals through this, knowing that their purpose and their vision was always to be meat and food for us. And so we have various farmers in the area who will haul for us. Chrisdome Farms here in New Richmond, Pete Kruschke, has been our hauler the last two times. He backs the trailer up and the kids work. They've learned about Temple Grandin and they've learned about animal movements. And we get them onto the trailer. Some are sassier than others. But the last two times, Pete has been so impressed because it's been 10 or 15 minutes to load six. And we tootle off to Eggert's in Clear Lake area, Deer Park. And then we go through the whole process. And they time it, my students do, 23 to 27 minutes it takes from it to enter live. And we always get such big compliments because our animals are well handled. They're not trying to jump over the chute. They're not out of control. They just calmly walk in and are like, what's happening here? And then they're processed, you know, and so it's very interesting too to work with the USDA meat inspector. We look at all of our internal organs and we always watch other farms' animals too come through, and we see sometimes liver flukes or, you know, in pigs we've seen roundworms and brought those back to put in a jar in the classroom, you know, because we find treasures. But we also bring all those organs back to school for a live organ lab for the vet science kids and the large animal science kids, and we can proudly say, look at how healthy our animals are and what a great job we did caring for them.
The 2025 Wisconsin Teacher of the Year, Rachel Salvala, New Richmond High School FFA advisor and agriculture instructor. From the northern end of the world's longest barn in Eau Claire, I'm Bob Bosold.
This is the Midwest Farm Report with Pam Youngke.
The 2025 Wisconsin Teacher of the Year is a high school agriculture teacher and FFA advisor. Rachel Salvala teaches at New Richmond High School, where she has the usual...
At Blaine's Farm and Fleet, we get you the farm essentials you need because we get you. From baler twine to tractor fluid and everything.
News from the center, WRCE, 1450 AM and 107.7 FM.
Richland County's choice for news, talk, and sports.
I'm Sawyer.
And I'm Shannon.
Together, we're Twin Stunts, the only twin motorcycle freestyle show in the world. We are born and raised in Wisconsin, so we want all our fellow cheeseheads to know that even though we clutch it up, hit 12, and drift in our show, we would never do it on the open road. And there's another thing we would never do on the road. Drive drunk, drive sober, or get pulled over. Together, we can save lives. Learn more at zeroinwisconsin.gov. Wisconsin DOT.
1, 2, 3.
What you doing?
4, 5, 6. Counting the first place awards from the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association.
WISS in Oshkosh for the best promo. WAUK in Waukesha, best Maggie Dawn show web story. WMDX in Madison, best web story about the MaxSync radio show. And WFHR in Wisconsin Rapids for best show, interview, and promo.
Informed, entertained, connected.
And winning.
Your local Civic Media radio station. Learn more at civicmedia.us.
The Todd Alma Show.
Trumpster asked the judge and said, hey, can I not come to court because I want to go to my son's graduation? So here now, from the raw story, Trump plans Minnesota fundraiser on the day of Barron's graduation. When I graduated, you have a get-together with family and friends. It's kind of a day. A parent shouldn't just be ducking in and out.
You have to be a parent for that. And he is a parent in name only. A pino.
The Todd Alma Show. Weekdays, noon till 2. On your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
And here's Heather with the weather.
Well, it's beautiful out there, sunny and 75, almost a little chilly in the shade. Now, let's get a read on the inside of your car. It is hot. You've only been parked a short time, and it's already 99 degrees in there. Let's not leave children in the back seat while running errands. It only takes a few minutes for their body temperatures to rise, and that could be fatal.
Cars get hot, fast, and can be deadly. Never leave a child in a car. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Todd Alba.
Hey, everybody, join us as we look back on the news of the weekend and how the Willie Nelson concert was. And your phone calls. Join us.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2. This is News from the Center, WRCE.
in pretty neutral so far in the month of May. It's the ninth consecutive month that the survey of bank CEOs in rural areas of a 10-state region stayed in the red. Dr. Ernie Goss is an economics professor at Creighton University, and he explains one area that he's really watching.
India, the first time since 2020 that we had a month-over-month decline in farmland prices. We also saw, I won't say weaker, but cash rents were not as strong as I expected. Now, this is a regional number, but $245 for cropland, non-irrigated, and that was a little lower than I anticipated. And I think some of that just reflects what's going on in the agricultural sector across the 10 states that we survey here at Creighton University.
He says the current economic conditions in the agriculture sector are really what's driving some of this. And he said it's going to take a while to sort out.
Sort of judging ahead by 1 month is probably not safe given the volatility in agriculture. But John Deere announced their most recent income and it was not good. All in all, farm equipment sales, not what you'd like to see. Our number is down below growth neutral for the 11th time in the past 12 months, I guess. That's, of course, not a good signal. So all in all, it's just not what we want to see in agriculture.
You know, the other thing that actually is weighing on the minds of many of those CEOs, those bankers, a little bit of a slowdown in spring planting.
Some of the bank CEOs are reporting issues there, although many of them did say, hey, we had some good rain for a change. Of course, farmers, they get a drought and they keep getting drought and then they get rain and keep getting rain. You get too much of either and now they're getting too much rain. But I think in the end, that'll be pretty good for crops. We'll wait and see. But I think rain's better than the drought.
Dr. Ernie Goss, who is with Creighton University, talked a little bit about that survey they do on a monthly basis. Kind of interesting to see how closely tied our economic outcome is with the weather. Stu Muck, ag meteorologist, joining us now with our Compere Financial Ag Weather Update on a Monday. Yeah, you know, we don't like to see it coming at this time of the year, but to the professor's point, having moisture seems to be a little bit better than going through a drought, huh?
Yeah, absolutely. And boy, do we get some moisture here early this week. I hope you've got things done. I got a good report from a friend of mine. He should be done planting now. So he's ready for things to move on toward haying and everything else that comes along. Well, we're going to have some rain that may slow things down today. In fact, you look at weather radar to see showers scattering from south central right into east central Wisconsin here just south of Fond du Lac. I just heard my first big thunder rumble in the last couple of minutes. So it's starting to edge on in. That rain extends back into central and northwest Wisconsin. There's more shower and storm activity in northeast Iowa as well. It's all going to push eastward through Wisconsin today. A warm front trying to build up out of the south will mean some shower and thunderstorm activity this morning, some redevelopment later today or tonight. Initially, some quarter to three-quarter inch amounts are what I expect to see. And then the next disturbance moves in a bit further to the north. That could mean heavier rain in west central and northwest Wisconsin into the day Tuesday. But we all get some rain out of it, no doubt about that as well. And so we are going to have more rain, more wet conditions Tuesday and on into Tuesday night. The system begins to pull away toward the end of the week, although initially temperatures drop toward Wednesday. We'll stay above normal on toward Thursday and Friday as well. A little instability may mean a little isolated shower chance as we start toward the weekend. I'll have forecast details right after this.
Are rising utility bills putting a strain on your farm's bottom line?
Focus on Energy can identify energy efficiency upgrades designed to help you save for years to come.
Kickstart a more energy efficient future for your farm. Call 800-762-7077 or visit FocusOnEnergy.com/agribusiness to learn more.
That's FocusOnEnergy.com/agribusiness. Focus on Energy, supporting Wisconsin's farmers since 2001.
Rural Mutual Assurance, keeping Wisconsin strong.
All business owners want the same thing, to make their business succeed. At Rural Mutual, they help that happen. As the third largest writer of commercial business in Wisconsin, they take the time to learn your business so they can properly protect you. Call your local agent today or visit ruralmutual.com.
Rural Mutual Insurance, keeping Wisconsin strong.
Yeah, we've seen lightning here in the Madison area so far this morning too, Stu. Give us a picture of what we've got the rest of the day.
Now, my thunder-detecting dog just came walking in to get some attention. I guess it's out there. Cloudy skies, showers, and some thunderstorms this morning. They'll end. They may redevelop again a bit later. Rainfall amounts pretty likely pushing up into the half and three-quarter-inch range. Low and mid-70s today. Southeast winds becoming southwest, 5 to 15. Still mostly cloudy. Some shower chance into the nighttime. Should end overnight for a while. Upper 50s, low 60s overnight. West winds at 5. Mostly cloudy Tuesday. That next wave of showers and even thunderstorms. Heaviest rain in western and northwest Wisconsin will be up around 80 or in the low 80s. With the southeast winds gusting to 30, rain amounts could push up to an inch or more, especially in the west. And then some sunshine Wednesday, maybe a small shower chance later in the day. Upper 60s and low 70s. So we cool it off a bit for Wednesday, Pam. That turns around, warming us up for the end of the week.
All right. Stumach, Ag Meteorologist, with your Compeer Financial Ag Weather Update. Compeer Financial is your partner committed to agriculture in rural America. Find more at compeer.com.
This is the Midwest Farm Report with Pam Yonke.
From Hillsboro to Highland, your choice for news, talk, and sports is News from the Center, WRCE, 1450 AM and 107.7 FM.
Hey there, it's Carrie Joy with your Work Money Minute and a tip today for saving on streaming TV. Ever wonder if those streaming companies' whole business model is just luring us in with free trial subscriptions and then making it feel so hard to cancel? Well, spoiler alert, that is exactly what they do. The best way to keep your streaming costs in check is just using some old-fashioned financial elbow grease. Take 20 minutes and have a money meeting with yourself. Look at your bank statements, your credit card bills. Make a list of every service you signed up for. And if you are anything like, well, everyone else, there's probably at least one thing you're not using. Cancel it. Anything you haven't watched in the last month, just cancel it. You can always sign back up again. They make that pretty easy. Between now and then, you'll save yourself a bunch of money. For more tips like these, go to workmoney.org or text MONEY to 88285. This is Carrie Joy with your Work Money Minute. Take good care.
1, 2, 3.
What you doing?
4, 5, 6. Counting the first place awards from the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association.
WISS in Oshkosh for the best promo. WAUK in Waukesha, best Maggie Dawn Show web story. WMDX in Madison, best web story about the Max Sync radio show. And WFHR in Wisconsin Rapids for best show, interview, and promo.
Informed, entertained, connected.
And winning.
Your local Civic Media radio station. Learn more at civicmedia.us.
Covering all the news that affects you with humor and a unique perspective. Matt and Air on Air with Jane Matt and Air. Weekdays 10 till noon on News from the Center. 107.7 FM and 1450 AM WRCE. And on the Civic Media app. The Maggie Dawn Show.
So I have super parallel parking skills. And on the east side where I live, I will often sit on my front porch and like a play-by-play call as if it was a sport. Parallel parking to me is a sport. I'm the Stephen A. Smith of parallel parking. That should go on a t-shirt.
We'll get you one made.
Oh my gosh.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
It's easy to listen to your favorite local radio station anytime. Download the Civic Media app from the Apple or Google Play Store, then listen live or whenever you want from anywhere for free.
ABC News, I'm Richard Cantu. It's high tide at the Port of Baltimore, and they're in the process of moving the Dolly, the container ship that destroyed the Francis Scott Key Bridge almost 2 months ago.
The Dolly is set to be refloated and moved about 2.5 miles upriver to the Baltimore Marine Terminal. The process is expected to take about 3 hours and is possible because of a series of controlled explosions that broke up pieces of the bridge that were pinning the ship down. The ship's crew of 21 people have remained on board since since the crash, their future is uncertain since their U.S. visas have expired. The Dolly crashed back in March, killing six maintenance workers. Mike Dubusky, ABC News.
Iran's president and foreign minister among officials killed in a helicopter crash in mountainous northwest Iran. Senate Majority Leader Charles Schumer sent a letter to members last night declaring he'll bring the border deal that was scuttled by Donald Trump's allies in the House for a Senate vote this week. This is ABC News.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Federally funded food pantries in Wisconsin have to stop asking for identification in October. State health officials say the aim is to improve access for people who need it most. But some pantry officials wonder how they'll track demographic information or prevent food shortages. Wisconsin Republicans gathering in Appleton this weekend for the state party convention. Democrats are raising a lot more money these days, but state GOP chair Brian Schimming isn't fazed.
Their cost per vote's pretty high. They dropped over $100 million on Ron Johnson and lost. And so I always tell people what's...
Money doesn't tell the whole story?
Money does not tell the whole story at all.
Schimming speaking with Wisconsin Eye. And that's what you need to know. I'm Terry Bell, and this is Civic Media News.
The Brewers in Miami. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers began a three-game series against the Marlins. Yesterday, the crew lost 9-4 in Houston. The Astros' Kyle Tucker struck out three times, then changed his shoes, ended up with a pair of home runs. Colin Ray struggled on the mound for Milwaukee, giving up four runs in the first inning. Pat Murphy.
No, Colin didn't. He didn't pitch great. He'll be the first to tell you that. Walking people is not his gig. He can't do that. He knows that. But he's so dependable that he went back out there and kept us in the game so we didn't have to go deep in our pen. And I know he didn't pitch well. I know he didn't have command like he normally does.
Brewers lefty D.L. Hall looked good in rehab with the Timber Rattlers. Three up, three down in an inning of work on Sunday. A 95-mile-an-hour fastball. NFL Packers holding OTA practices. Matt LaFleur on what he hopes to learn watching the rookies work alongside the second and third year players.
Well, first of all, it's just good to get them in the building to start to form a relationship with these guys and find out what they're all about and try to push them to be their best.
With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Civic Media. Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
Scattered showers and thunderstorms are possible today, and a couple of those could be strong to severe with some locally heavy rainfall amounts of a half inch or more. Our high near 78. Tonight, more scattered thunderstorms. Tomorrow, another shot at scattered thunderstorms with some locally heavy rain through tomorrow night. Our high tomorrow, 83. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 59.
The road construction season is underway, and you've probably noticed orange cones and barrels are back too. The world's leading manufacturer of these safety products is Lakeside Plastics. The family-owned business is based in Oshkosh, Wisconsin. Do you know why the cones were originally created more than 75 years ago? As a safety marker to keep drivers away from newly painted lines on the road, as an object for drivers to weave around, to mark the tops of houses for small airplanes. Pilots. The answer's coming up.
Message that we can get out. We need to have a safe work zone.
Safety is number one for Eric Witt. He's the I-41 project supervisor for the work between Deep Here and Appleton, where you'll be seeing a lot of those orange cones. Did you guess why the cones were originally created? To keep drivers away from wet paint lines on the road. Now, cones like those made at Lakeside Plastics in Oshkosh warn about any kinds of hazards ahead. That is one safe slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Ball for the Civic Media Radio Network.
The Todd Alba Show.
The fantastic Jane Matt Nair of Matt Nair on Air. I'm a big fan of like the Rose Bowl, the Orange Bowl, the Cotton Bowl. Well, now from Snoop Dogg, they're going to have the Snoop Bowl, the Snoop Bowl. How about that, Jane?
I think we're missing the obvious. Where's the Punch Bowl? Where's the Toilet Bowl? I think that there are other bowls that are being neglected.
I think it could maybe be the Snooper Bowl, though.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local Civic Media Radio Station and on the app. The Maggie Dawn Show.
One of the most prolific columnists in the Midwest, Mr. James Causey. One of your columns, you mentioned that you got into the news because of the news quiz.
Yes. I would like to be the first person picked. And so.
Yes. Getting picked first for the news quiz teams.
We need to bring that back, actually. I need to talk to my paper about bringing that back.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Hi, I'm Smokey Bear, and I made an assistant to help you out, because only you can prevent wildfires.
Hey, Assistant Smokey Bear, call me Papa Bear, because I'm grilling up dinner. Do you get it?
Yes, good job.
So, what should I do with all these coals?
Don't just toss them out. Put them in a metal container, because those embers can start a wildfire.
I understand. The stakes are high.
Ha, 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 ha.
Learn more at SmokeyBear.com.
Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
We've all felt left out. And for people who move to this country, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at BelongingBeginsWithUs.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
You are listening to your local Civic Media radio station on air. Thank you. Did you know we are always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app too? And if you miss a show or game, find it wherever you get your podcasts or on our website, civicmedia.us. Fear you may be missing out? We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. Enjoy listening live or catch up by finding the podcast at civicmedia.us or wherever you enjoy listening to your podcasts.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us. You're listening to News from the Center, WRCE.
On the job till the cows come home. This is the Farm Report with Pam Yonke.
Well, speaking of cows, Wisconsin does June Dairy Month like nobody else. Charity Seebecker is going to take us back as far as history is concerned. How did we get started celebrating June Dairy Month? Why? Those questions are going to be answered. Stick around for that. Morning, everybody. Fabulous Farm Babe Pam Yonke. So glad you're along with us. I'll tell you, we are going to start celebrating June Dairy Month a little early. My friends in Greene County always want to try to be the first to welcome you into June Dairy Month, and they'll do that coming up this Saturday, May 25th, the 44th annual Breakfast on the Farm. Jeff and Julie Nymphs, just outside of Monticello, are going to be hosting. In fact, I see that the Greene County Ag Chest folks got all the ingredients lined up for all the fantastic coffee cakes that you'll be enjoying. They bake that by hand down in Greene County. Remember, if you want to find out more about the dairy events coming up around the state, you can go to wisconsindairy.org. Fortunately, for the next couple of days, we don't have any June dairy celebrations because it's going to get wet. Today, the rain moves in. Some thunderstorms are possible. Our daytime highs today, upper 60s, low 70s. Tomorrow, same thing. Some strong storms could roll through. We'll be temperature-wise in the upper 70s, low 80s. Then things start drying out again Wednesday and Thursday with temperatures back into the low to mid 70s. So today is the 20th day of May. What can I tell you? Let's see. On this day in 1873, blue jeans were patented. Levi Strauss and Jacob Davis invented the garment. Today, it represents one of the most popular types of trousers used worldwide, the blue jeans, patented on this day back in 1873. On this day in 1927, Charles Lindbergh took off on the first solo nonstop transatlantic flight. He left from Long Island in the United States, arrived in Paris, France at 22:22 the very next day. Charles Lindbergh, first solo nonstop transatlantic flight on this day back in 1927. Happy birthday to actress, singer Cher, 78 years young and still battling the clock. And race car driver Tony Stewart turns 53 today. And now you know, eat, sleep, drink. Simple tasks, right? But I'll tell you what, if you're a busy Wisconsin farmer at this time of the year, remembering those simple staples can actually be a challenge. I talked about it with Jess Beauchamp. You know, here in Wisconsin, we're fortunate. We've got a 24-hour day, 7-day-a-week service that farmers and their families can tap into. We call it the Wisconsin Farmer Wellness Program. And one of the
conversations that Jess Beauchamp is having right now is helping farmers and their families recognize why things seem to go haywire every once in a while. Are you remembering those simple staples like eating, sleeping, and drinking to make sure that you're making good decisions?
The simple things going back to like eating healthy, making sure you're eating. I'm not surprised by how many times I hear this, but I hear it a lot of, yeah, I usually end up skipping lunch. I didn't even realize I didn't even eat, right? And then I'm starving at night. Yeah, making sure you are eating, because that is the fuel for your body. Your brain does not work very well if you're hungry. There's actually an acronym that we use called HALT. Don't get too hungry, angry, lonely, or tired, because we make bad decisions, right? So making sure you're eating, exercise, and you're probably thinking, I'm moving all day long, and you might be, but exercise meaning more intentional, doing something you enjoy, right? Maybe it's riding a bike, something that you enjoy. It's not the actual physical labor you're doing during work. So focusing on that physical health, again, something like sleep. if you're burning that candle at both ends, how good are you going to be at making decisions, especially when stressed and things pile up? So if I'm not getting sleep for a few nights, you know, when that other stressor comes in, I just piled it on. So trying to make sure you're taking care of your physical health. Another one people don't think of is limiting caffeine. Right? Most people are like, what? How do we do that? Well, and the reason you want to do it is because caffeine is obviously an upper, right? It makes us excited. It gives us energy. But if you're having anxiety and stress, you know what it does to that? It makes it worse, right? Because it's still increasing that within your body. And so limiting caffeine can be helpful. And I know you're thinking I still have to stay awake, which is true. But just being mindful of it. And then, of course, reaching out for support and help. It doesn't have to be a full-on therapy session. It could just be with the neighbor, the pastor, your friend, someone that you feel that you can confide in to just say, this is my stressors going on. Because what happens otherwise is it stays up in our head. And then it's pretty much it consumes us. And it's really hard to make a good decision. I like to describe it like we get horse blinders on. And it's all we can see is that stressor. And maybe the friend, the neighbor, whoever it is, the therapist, right, can see outside of that. And so getting help in that way by talking to someone, this all, again, doesn't mean that it helps the farmhand show up to work. It doesn't mean it helps you transition easier. What it does, though, is gives your brain the ability to be more creative and to come up with some solutions to the actual stressors then. So taking care of yourself so you can actually have a free mind to hopefully come up with solutions.
Such simple things, but I bet as you think about it, how many of them have been neglected during the busy spring planting time. Jess Beauchamp, available for any farmer, their family, anybody that needs somebody to talk to. That Wisconsin Farmer Wellness Program is in place 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. The number to call, 888-901-2558. That's 888-901-2558, the Wisconsin Farmer Wellness Program. Thanks, Jess. We'll take a quick break. Back in a moment with a look at the markets and how they're developing on a Monday.
Over time, you want to work less of it, so you need your crop protection to work more of it. When you add Tapran or Last Chance Pro adjuvants from CHS, they will. Designed for maximum efficacy, Last Chance Pro improves the uptake and translocation of herbicides, while Tapran helps activate herbicides for better performance against tough-to-control weeds. Ask your local CHS retailer how Tapran and Last Chance Pro adjuvants can put your crop protection to work.
I look at this dairy cow, and again, it's the animal that I love. The things that this dairy cow can do and the way that she can produce milk, to me, there is no substitute for milk in the world. And to be able to keep cows and help cows produce that for people, to me, that's a privilege. I'm Dr. Bill Zimmer, nutrition and microbials, commonly called probiotics. That's BioVet. Learn more at bio-vet.com.
Innovation.
Helena is a powerful adjuvant that can take your herbicide application to the next level. It reduces AI loss from UV light and off-target movement while improving deposition and absorption. All to help you unleash precision in every spray application. Spray smarter with Grounded from Helena. Always follow label instructions and check registration before use. Contact your Helena representative to learn more.
Alrighty, on a Monday morning, so far in Chicago, our markets are trending a little bit stronger. Currently, December corn's up almost 3 cents at 479. November soybeans, they're unchanged, currently at 1203. The wheat market, that's another one that we got to keep an eye on. July wheat right now up 15 and a half at 666 and three quarters. Now, on Friday in Chicago, the barrel cheese gained a half a cent at 212 and a half. 40-pound block cheese, that was up 4 1/4, closed the week at 194 and a quarter. Well, double butter on Friday gained a penny and a half at 307 per pound. The June class 3 milk this morning, that goes into cheese, unchanged at 21.46. You know, talking about June dairy events, you're likely to see a lot of elected officials making the rounds to June dairy events. While they may not be at the state capitol, that doesn't mean they're not thinking about policy. Stephanie Hoff has an update.
It's that time of year where the state capitol may be quiet, but policy conversations are happening in lawmakers' districts. Representative Travis Tranel joins us. He chairs the Assembly Agriculture Committee. He says in the off season, policymakers are still at work reviewing the playbook from the previous session and getting the game plan together for the next time they meet. Representative Tranel says that he's talking with his colleagues about adding the agricultural road improvement program to the next state budget since it's been getting so much traction.
Right now, you may remember we've talked about ARIP several times in the past where we were successfully able to get $150 million into the state budget that we try to target specifically for rural roads that are heavily used by agriculture, by producers, by the industry. That ended up being a grant process. That grant process, they broke up into two rounds, and the first round just closed. And the last update that I got, they had over 500 applications, and they were able to work their way through about 142 of them at the time that I was talking to them. And at that time, they already had $350 million worth of requests. So they were projecting that with just the first round of applications that the dollar amount requested could be well over $1 billion. And so why that matters is because the conversations we're having now are that let's try to get this into the next state budget. And so if we can prove that there's demand, we can prove that the infrastructure is in need of the repair in rural Wisconsin, we'll have a much better likelihood of succeeding come the next state budget. So that's certainly something we're talking about.
So while the Agricultural Road Improvement Program has been a success story so far, rules around foreign ownership of agricultural land did not come to fruition. Representative Tranel says it will be on the docket for the next legislative session.
Foreign ownership of land is something we worked on quite a bit last session that we didn't quite get across the finish line, mainly because there were two competing bills. And there was some issue with how some of the language worked that people were afraid that we would box out businesses that we do want to do business with and countries that we are friendly with. So we have to decide whether or not it's worth going back and trying to successfully get that passed next session. And I'm hopeful that we'll be able to come to an agreement because I think that's a common sense piece of legislation where we want to make sure that our adversaries especially do not own prime productive Wisconsin farmland.
Representative Travis Tranel taking some time with us to outline what will likely be top of mind for the Assembly Agriculture Committee when the next session begins in 2025. For the Midwest Farm Report, I'm Stephanie Hoff.
So catch those elected officials if you do see them at June dairy events and let them know what you think about upcoming policy development. Up next, like we said, it is June Dairy Month and Wisconsin does it upright. But why? Why do we celebrate June Dairy Month? When did it start? We are going to get all the details on the way next when Charity Seebecker catches up with our friends from Dairy Farmers of Wisconsin.
This is the Midwest Farm Report with Pam Jahnke.
This is News from the Center, 1450 AM WRCE and 107.7 FM W299 CD Richland Center. And always on the Civic Media app.
You're listening to the American Democracy Minute, keeping your government by and for the people. We recently explained the Supreme Court's Purcell principle and its impact. May 15th, the U.S. Supreme Court overturned a shocking Fifth Circuit decision to throw out fairer congressional districts for Louisiana. The Purcell principle apparently played a role. The 2006 Purcell principle instructed courts not to hand down decisions which would disrupt election administration too close to the election, confusing voters. Louisiana's 2021 racially gerrymandered congressional districts were finally changed in 2024 to include two majority black districts in compliance with the Voting Rights Act. April 30th, the Fifth Circuit threw those districts out, 6 months before the election. Democracy groups appealed, and May 15th, the U.S. Supreme Court stayed the Fifth Circuit ruling pending a full appeal. It's likely the case won't be heard until next year, so fairer maps remain in place for the 2024 election. That's good news, sort of. Although the order itself doesn't mention Purcell, dissents from Justices Jackson and Kagan do. Jackson writes, "In my view, Purcell has no role to play here. There's little risk of voter confusion from a new map being imposed this far out from the November election. In fact, we have often denied stays of redistricting orders issued as close or closer to an election. Justices need to figure out how close is too close, and soon. No less than the freedom to vote hangs in the balance. Find out more at AmericanDemocracyMinute.org. I'm Brian Beal.
The Todd Alma Show.
Trumpster asked the judge and said, hey, can I not come to court because I want to go to my son's graduation? So here now, from the raw story, Trump plans Minnesota fundraiser on the day of Barron's graduation. When I graduated, you have a get-together with family and friends. It's kind of a day. A parent shouldn't just be ducking in and out.
You have to be a parent for that. And he is a parent in name only. A pino.
The Todd Alma Show. Weekdays, noon till 2. On your local civic media radio station and on the app. Pat Kreidlow.
Monday morning, we'll visit with State Senate Democratic Leader Dianne Hesselbein about the push to take back the majority thanks to new, fairer maps.
Up North News with Pat Kreidlow. Weekday mornings starting at 6. News from the Center, WRCE.
It is an annual tradition that is used to celebrate the dairy community in our state. We celebrate June Dairy Month like nowhere else. We have over 70 events happening throughout this month.
So that's the history, but really, how did June Dairy Month even begin in the first place then?
So June Dairy Month began in 1937, and it was used to promote drinking milk. And it actually started as National Milk Month because there was a surplus of milk, and the National Milk Month was helped to stabilize the dairy demand of that. In 1939, June Dairy Month became the official title so we could focus more on all of our great dairy products and not just fluid milk.
Yeah, and June Dairy Month really is that perfect opportunity. You get to share all of the great things happening in Wisconsin's dairy community every day, whether that's telling the stories to help educate consumers of all ages about Wisconsin dairy or just showing them what really makes it special in our state, in our world. And we know in Wisconsin, we like to brag, we are America's Dairyland. But why are we known for that?
Wisconsin has always been the leader of dairy, setting a really high standard for milk quality, conservation, and sustainability. Wisconsin crafts nearly half of the nation's specialty cheese and provides $45.6 billion to the Wisconsin economy, which is more than Florida citrus and Idaho potatoes even combined. Wisconsin provides 157,000 jobs just in the dairy sector, and that's fueling the economy at $86,000 per minute. So we're really into the whole America's Dairyland because of how much our dairy is contributing to the state economy.
So how can people learn more about June Dairy Month and just really learn about all of the different local events happening throughout the month that they can attend?
Yeah, so we have over 70 events happening throughout the month of June. And we encourage people to discover to celebrate Wisconsin dairy by visiting wisconsindairy.org for details. And we have a map out there so you can find the celebration near you.
So do you personally have any favorite events then that you make sure, yep, that's on my list during June Dairy Month. I can't miss it.
I absolutely love, there's a Horton Dairyman Museum event that one of our county groups put on, and there is a cow parade on top of meeting all of the dairy breeds. I absolutely love that event. And then I also enjoy my local event, the Sauk County Dairy Breakfast.
Now, along with June Dairy Month, whenever I think about that, I think to me as an excuse to be able to eat ice cream every day or grilled cheese, or, you know, I get to enjoy as much dairy as I want every day. Nobody can yell at me because I'm supporting our dairy farmers. But what are some of your favorite Wisconsin dairy products to enjoy during June Dairy Month?
I love myself a good grilled cheese with a Havarti, but ice cream is my ultimate favorite, but we'll save that for National Ice Cream Month in July.
That also sounds very good. Is there certain dairy farmers or cheesemakers that you like to get those from?
So I have a personal heart for Carr Valley because it is my local cheesemaker, but any of our Wisconsin cheesemakers and cheese processors are going to be the best high-quality cheese.
And June Dairy Month is really exciting for consumers to learn more about Wisconsin dairy farms, but it's also just as important for those Wisconsin farmers. Take me through that impact that it has on them.
So the real impact that June Dairy Month has on our farmers is they're able to tell their story. Every day you might be driving by your local dairy farm and you're not really connected to that dairy farmer. Now is your chance to go and learn about your dairy neighbor and really connect with that dairy farmer and hearing their family heritage story, their legacy of their farm. And you're able to then know where your local dairy product is coming from.
And you guys at Dairy Farmers of Wisconsin, you're helping to do that right alongside of them, right?
Correct, yes. So we are telling farmer stories and promoting those dairy products and really connecting the farmer with the consumer every day.
That was Erica Shade, Community and Schools Manager for Dairy Farmers of Wisconsin, joining us for this month's Check-In with Dairy Checkoff. Head on over to wisconsindairy.org to find a June Dairy Month event near you and experience why it holds a special place in the hearts of dairy enthusiasts everywhere. From the Midwest Farm Report, I'm Charity Seebecker.
This is the Midwest Farm Report with Pam Youngke.
This is News from the Setter, WRCE.
There's no better time than now to join Badger men's basketball at the Kohl Center. Secure your seats today and be there as the Badgers face off against Big Ten rivals all month on their home court. For more information on Wisconsin men's basketball and to purchase tickets, visit uwbadgers.com or call 1-800-GO-BADGERS. That's uwbadgers.com or call 1-800-GO-BADGERS.
The price forecast for U.S. corn and soybeans is a bit on the bearish side. Stay tuned for Farm to Fork. If you're ready to try a highly effective microbial soil inoculant, then Rizol from ProGrow Bio should be your first choice. Rizol offers multiple benefits like enhanced biomass, bigger yields, and improved soil health. 100% organic and works with conventional or organic crops and comes in a soluble dry form for easy handling and long shelf life. Search the web for R-H-I-Z-O-L from ProGrow Bio.
Hey there, it's Mike Rowe, and if you're out there getting dirty, do me a favor and remember to call or click 811 before you dig. And when I say dig, I refer to any activity requiring boring, tilling, drilling, probing, reaming, plowing, drudging, or even scoping. Anything that causes you to roll up your sleeves a little and dig in requires you to first connect with 811 so that you can avoid all those buried pipes, wires, and cables underground. To sum up, call or click 811 before you dig and visit safeexcavator.com for more information.
Lower prices are expected for soybeans at the end of this crop year. The chairman of the USDA's World Outlook Board, Mark Jekinowski, says a record soybean crop is projected globally.
Both in the U.S. and in South America. That leaves U.S. growers most likely looking at lower prices for this new crop year. The season average market price forecast at $11.20 per bushel, down $1.35 year over year.
Jekinowski says the U.S. soybean crop is likely to be just under 4.5 billion bushels this year. As for corn, production is expected to drop.
Despite that lower production, total supplies are actually going to be up a bit because we're carrying in some fairly large beginning stocks. So for next year, we expect the season average price at $4.40 per bushel, down 25 cents per bushel from the old crop year.
Bottom line, says Jackanowski, season average market prices for soybeans will likely be down about 11% from a year ago, and corn down 5%. Stocks for both wheat and rice are predicted higher as well, with lower prices anticipated. That's Farm to Fork. I'm Daryl Anderson.
Crude and Dom.
Tune in Monday to the greatest radio show ever. Dom and Crude, we're doing it live. Your calls, your text. Join us, Devil's Advocates.
The Devil's Advocates. Weekdays 4 till 6.
1, 2, 3.
What you doing?
4, 5, 6. Counting the first place awards from the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association.
WISS in Oshkosh for the best promo. WAUK in Waukesha, best Maggie Dawn Show web story. WMDX in Madison, best web story about the Max Inc. radio show. And WFHR in Wisconsin Rapids for best show, interview, and promo.
Informed, entertained, connected.
And winning.
Your local Civic Media radio station. Learn more at civicmedia.us.
Covering all the news that affects you with humor and a unique perspective. Matt and Air on Air with Jane Matt and Air. Weekdays 10 till noon on News from the Center. 107.7 FM and 1450 AM WRCE and on the Civic Media app.
The possibility of lung cancer can be pretty scary, especially if you're one of approximately 8 million current or former smokers at high risk. That's why SaveByTheScan.org wants you to know that now there's a breakthrough low-dose CT scan that can detect lung cancer early, and it only takes 60 seconds. You stop smoking, now start screening. For an easy quiz to see if you're eligible, visit SaveByTheScan.org. It could save your life.
SaveByTheScan.org is brought to you by the American Lung Association's Lung Force Initiative and the Ad Council.
This is News from the Center, 1450 AM WRCE and 107.7 FM W299CD Richland Center. And always on the Civic Media app.
You are never far away from your favorite radio station. We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. And if you missed your favorite show or game, listen to a podcast of it anytime on the app or our website.
Trying to get the regional track meets in. They're scheduled for today, and if not today, tomorrow. And neither sounds real.